Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on Tampa, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Bucking like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
All right, what's popping, mighty Who Dat Nation, man? You know what time it is, man. Much love to the fam. Appreciate y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. Shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all joining me for this quick stream, fam. You know, we're going to talk a little black and gold right quick. As you can see, the title of this one is Raiders former general manager, talks about Saints QB Derek Carr has gone downhill. Now, of course, we're going to delve into this article presented by Fox Sports, and we're going to delve in and play some of the interview from Mike Mayock. Y'all remember Mike Mayock from his work with the NFL Network. He became the general manager for the Raiders. And he talked about some interesting comments on this podcast that I wanted to share with you guys. So it's not going to be a very long, drawn out podcast, but I also want you guys to feel free to chime in the chat. And when the video goes final, chime in the comment section and let me know how you feel about this topic about Derek Carr. Of course, the Saints gave him $150. He's going into the second year of his agreement. We've got a new offensive coordinator. The Saints have added a few pieces so far, offensively speaking, one offensive lineman. They've added a wide receiver, a couple of wide receivers, actually. And we're going to see what they got going as they are postured as focused toward the draft. So a lot of things are going to hinge on the draft and coming out of the draft into finding some cheap free agents, veterans, that is, to get ready to go in camp. So it's still a lot of time, but very interesting topic. And usually it was anybody could say different things. But if you're the general manager, you're the former general manager of the team that had the player, and his commentary from inside baseball, always very interesting to get an idea. So he doesn't slam them. He just gives a little, some information about them that we all talk about. And we know when we talk about from the Raiders organization, he had I forgot the lady's name who was on top of the organization about what she said about Dennis Allen and his tenure there, how she didn't like how he performed, how unprofessional he was. So it's very eye opening when you hear that sort of things, because you can, from an energy standpoint and, you know, just watching how everything is conducted, you can kind of get a feel for what's going on. You really can if you pay attention. So anyway, shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in the stream. Y'all hit the like button for me. Shout out to Brother Rock. Much love, bro. Appreciate you being here. OG Jerry. Shout out to OG Jerry and OG to the third degree. Shout out to your fam. Appreciate you. Brother Avis is in this thing. Trav 504. Big ups to your fam. Gundam is in this thing. Shout out to my brother Gundam. Much love. Brother Joseph is in this thing. How you doing, sir? Brother Gregory. Happy hump. Indeed, brother. Happy hump day to you too, my man. Yeah, we on the right side of the week. Finally. Been a long week, man, but we in this thing. All right. So anyway, fam, let's kind of delve into this thing, man. Derek Carr has gone downhill since John Gruden left. Raiders former general manager says Carr nearly led the Saints to the playoffs. I don't know about all that, but let's just get into the article by Fox Sports. It says Derek Carr nearly got New Orleans Saints back to the playoffs in 2023. Do these people watch the games in 2023 in his first season as a starting quarterback after spending 9 years with the Las Vegas Raiders? But in the days since the Raiders parted ways with head coach John Gruden over a leaked email scandal, which the trial is going on right now, and we're supposed to know something after July. So just to put that on your radar, you know, we got April, May, June, July. So we got some stuff going on. So right when the Saints get ready to start balling up, getting ready for the camps and all that kind of stuff, the John Gruden stuff will be going on at that time. So we'll be able, just to give you a little backdrop on that. The team's former general manager, Mike Mayock, hasn't been impressed. He says, I thought John did an unbelievable job with Derek Carr, Mike Mayock said on a recent episode of Three and Out podcast. I'm going to let y'all hear his words. Since John left, Derek has gone downhill. Gruden was fired in the middle of the 21 season. Then special teams coach Rich, I forgot how to pronounce the man's name, but, you know, Coach Rich was named the interim coach. And before the 2022 season, Las Vegas brought in Josh McDaniels as the new head coach. Boy, did that not go anywhere. Dave Ziegler, who also replaced Mike Mayock as a general manager. Carr was a four-time Pro Bowler with the Raiders, three of which came when he was coach under Jack Del Rio. When Gruden took over, Carr started in a string of seasons in which he threw for 4,000 or more passing yards. He hasn't hit that mark since that time frame of 2021. Now, the quarterback was rumored to be on the trade block after the 21 season, but Mike Mayock maintained the team never entertained the offers. He said the reality is there's always going to be the X number of franchise quarterbacks. Mayock added on the podcast, one group below that is another five or six guys that I think can win with. I felt strongly each year with John, Derek got better. And by the end of the 21 season, whether you were a Derek Carr guy or not, I think you have to say he was a top 12 or 13 quarterback. Carr joined the Saints in 2023. Of course, we know about that. He finished with just under 3,900 yards, 25 touchdowns, against eight interceptions. It was the first time he threw for fewer than 10 interceptions since 2020. So a lot of people that don't watch the games, they'll stat prattle to you, and a lot of people don't know better. They'll fall for it. But if you're a person that paid attention to these games, you know it's a difference in what you're seeing stat-wise versus what you're going to get when you actually watch the games on through. So let me do this. Let's get on to the point. Y'all put one in the comment section. If y'all can hear this here from Mike Mayock, y'all put one in the chat. Let's hear his words.
Raiders' financial situation relative to the Cowboys or the Niners or the Rams is just has been differently. Maybe that's changing, but did that help having a personal connection of like, we like you? And I did from 2012 or whatever year.
There's no doubt for both John and I We had a track record publicly on television, and anybody could look it up. And I think that was good for us. And the Raiders, I got there the last year in Oakland in 2019. And, you know, Mark Davis's financial situations was probably one of the least positive in the league. And now in Vegas, and then in 2020, our first year in Vegas, COVID hits and we have no fans.
Yeah.
No income, no revenue. So we had to structure contracts a certain way with our guarantees. Okay. Different than a lot of teams. And that's frustrating because we didn't have as much cash as a lot of other teams around the league did. And John would get frustrated. Well, you know, look at the Chargers. Look what they did. Look what this team did. Look at that. Why can't we do that? And we just couldn't. And that's okay. As long as you know going in what the situation is and how you have to structure your cash, that's all right. But to your point, I think it did help with a lot of players. Nelson Aguilar, he knew exactly where John and I stood on him. And, you know, he was coming out of Philly and we wanted to sign him and he signed with us and had a hell of a year. I thought John got the most out of Nelson. I thought John did an unbelievable job with Derek Carr getting the, you know, since John left, Derek has gone downhill. Greg Olsen, our offensive coordinator, also had a big hand in that. But, yeah, a lot of people knew where John and I stood on a lot of players.
All right, so there you go, Derek Carr. Are you guys in agreement with this? You know, you've seen enough of Derek Carr to know that, man. Do you guys agree with that? Shout out to DJ State of the Pels and my dog Strike 7 Sports. What's popping, Derek? Big ups to the fam, man. Brother Rob, thank you. Can you too, you Beverly and the rest of the fam. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Do you agree with Mike Mayock about Derek Carr going downhill? Now, listen. Y'all tell me in the comment section in the chat. This is how I feel about it, about the Derek Carr comment that Mike Mayock made here. let me take a second here to gather, baby. Let me gather my words here, because what's really interesting is when Derek Carr came here, we did all of this stuff. We looked over the film to see what kind of quarterback he was. What stood out to me about Derek Carr is he's a gunslinger. He's a guy that with, you know, prior to coming here, just looking at it before the Saints this season, this year, coming over from the Raider land, looking at over all of his old film with him pushing the ball up the field. Now, of course, at the time, that's what we were really looking for in the offense, because we were dealing with injuries at the QB position. Our guy was starting for us was Andy Dalton. You know, and they just gave Andy Dalton no respect, and he really didn't command any respect insofar as his gameplay. You know, he had a few games here or there, but the offense did not move with Andy Dalton in there. And he complained about him want to be totally in control of the offense. He did not like the fact that he had to switch the quarterback position with Taysom Hill. You know, he didn't like that. He wanted to command the offense, and I'm not mad at that. But that's what we were dealing with. We were dealing with an Andy Dalton, an old ass Andy. And we were dealing with a Taysom Hill, who's not really a quarterback. Taysom is a running back who can play wide receiver and in tight end in that type of position. But he's not a quarterback. He's not accurate enough to be a quarterback. And even when the Saints gave Taysom an opportunity to throw the ball, you would see Taysom step back like he's going to throw, and he just would take the hell off. He just, you know, and then it became, okay, is that a design run play? Not all of those were design run plays where Taysom would take off and start running with the ball. So we know his talents are in terms of him being just a runner of the football, a catcher of the football. But when it comes down to throwing the football, our dog Taysom ain't accurate enough. He know, you know what I'm saying? He's not accurate, you know, throwing the football. That's just what it is, you know? So, but that's what we were dealing with. So when Carr came in here, we were hungry for the deep ball thrower. We wanted the guy that to put the ball out there and take the top off the opposing defenses. Hell, we have the weapons. We have Rashid Shaheed. We have Chris Olave. We have Elvin Kamara. We got the guys that can Taysom Hill. We got the guys that can go and get it. If you put it out there, they'll make it pop. They'll do what they got to do. And that's what we were looking for. But when we came here, and when Derek Carr finally did settle in, he had a fantastic preseason quarter that lit up everybody. I don't think it was like a quarter where he was just on point. Remember that quarter that got everybody like, man, that was a fantastic quarter or a couple of plays or whatever it was. I think it was a full quarter of playing the first preseason game. After that, it was not the same. It most certainly wasn't the same in the rest of the season. And of course, like I said, I don't put all of it on Derek Carr. I put a lot of it at rest with the Saints offensive coordinator, ultimately the decision makers over the offense, changing up things. They should have changed things a lot faster. They didn't change things faster to adjust. The running attack was not what it was supposed to be. It wasn't the force that it was supposed to be. We knew going into it that for things to really pop for the Saints offense and Derek Carr, they needed a running attack. You have to have a running attack. We, you know, you had Elvin Kamara, Jamal Williams, Kendre Miller, who was in and out of the lineup. And then you toss Taysom Hill along among the runners because he's a running back. You know, he's a running back, wide receiver type, tight end, all this kind of stuff. But he was in the mix in terms of the runners. So you throw him in the mix. We had all that going on, but we couldn't effectively operate a decent running attack to balance against a guy that just got here that's trying to struggle and find a new offense. And in games, you can see the Saints were giving Carr 30 and 40 attempts to throw the ball because of the ineffect of the running attack. And then you had the fact that Doug Marrone should have been demoted in season. He should have been demoted because his line wasn't effective. Everything was just not what it was in most, in some of these games, obviously. But in the end, Carr struggled in there. Then he gets hurt.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Green Bay game, he says he has to play through the injury. He looks like he's pumped up on painkillers, and it just all looked weird. You know, so some games he looked like he knew what he was doing, and then it came all of the funkiness with the wide receivers and all this, and his personality traits came out. Like, you know, you can't, because they pay you $1.50, say you're the leader of the team. They'll tell you that, but to the guys that you are, you know, you the quarterback of, you have to earn that. You got to show them that you're capable of doing that, that you can lead them here. And might I keep saying this over and over again, the Saints are in the third straight year of non-playoff football, right? Three years, the Sean Payton last year and two Dennis Allen years, that's 3 years of non-football, non-playoff football. That's unacceptable, because the team that Derek Carr came to, he was supposed to be the end cap that motivated the team. He wasn't designed. We're not asking him to be a star quarterback here. He's not designed to be a savior of this thing. He couldn't do nothing with the Raiders. Now, he took a lot of their records down, but we're talking about the Who Dat Nation. The standard for quarterback play in the Who Dat Nation is Drew Brees. You're going to have to go a lot further in your career to be able to touch what Drew has done. But the reality is, what I'm saying is, his leadership ability kind of failed. Big time. The coddling effect of him, when they started to coddle him, they protected him, barriers around him where people couldn't criticize him. He began to lie. All this kind of stuff. You see, these people, I don't know, it's a delusion that bubbles up in their minds. Like, no, I'm this, that. No, you weren't telling the truth, man. And the thing about it is, when you do these type of shows, fam, week after week, day after day, week after week, month after month, this shit's recorded on here. So and that's not just me talking, it's you talking, it's you comment, and what I'm playing from what they're saying, the hundreds of dozens of interviews and topics that I cover every damn year. I play the interviews because I know they disappear, and I will pinpoint exactly what they say, because a lot of this stuff Mickey was saying, a lot of stuff's going to disappear. I got it archived here. So we'll pinpoint and call it out. I will call it out, because that's how I am. Because if it's off code, I don't want no part of it. I'm going to shut you down. So when we watch Carr play, I think many times that it was too much coddling of Derek Carr. When Carr would throw interceptions, like he threw the pick six in the Atlanta game, Dennis Allen comes out stupidly and foolishly and non-professionally protecting the quarterback. That doesn't help anybody. That's like your child getting bad grades or doing terrible shit, and then you getting on people for telling you to get your stuff together with this person, get this child together. What are you doing? Where you at? Where do I, you know, stuff like that. Well, you don't tell me how to. No, man, none of that. That's off code behavior, man. That's off code. You got to fix it. And if it's wrong and it's against the team dynamic, it needs to be fixed. There's none of that. You know, we can't have that coddling shit. And that's what he was saying about. And then this is my perspective that leads me to what Mayock was saying about Derek Carr, that under Gruden, you've seen the best out of Derek Carr. Why? Because Gruden is similar to Sean Payton with his temperament. Sean Payton is not going to play with you. Even Cam Jordan said that when Sean Payton was in that building, they all walked on eggshells. Why? Because was he a jerk? No. Or maybe sometimes he was, but you have to be able to cultivate an environment where people have to understand that if you don't step up and handle your business, then you can be replaced. You're going to get the hell up out of here because we about winning and nobody is bigger than the team. Nobody. So if you throw in interceptions, you talking about, hey, why you ain't run out there? You know, you just run. You know, you staring down half the field. And guys are running free to the right side of the field, you know, and then when they pinpoint it, I don't know, you know, I don't know what he's talking about. You know, we just such and such, such. I thought you watched film. See, that's the whole thing, too. It's like we do film work here. How many times have I showed in the TSC episodes when we was doing the film work, Carr staring down half the damn field? And I'm pinpointing and saying, how in the hell we got a guy that been in the NFL for 10 flipping years and he's still staring down half the damn field. 10 years. And then it's on the film. That's the receipts. Study the damn film. If you're studying it like me and other people who got common sense, you can see your flaws. How are you as a coach, a QB coach, an offensive coordinator or a head coach that's looking at film of your starting quarterback and you see him stare down and you don't say, hey, bro, listen, you got to stop that because that's killing us. That's why they're upset with you. That's why they're picking at you, because they're running free and they're doing their work to beat the guy. You don't even look in their damn direction. Why is that? Well, you know what? That's my bad, bro. I'm going to have to do what I'm paid to do, which is what the fundamental aspect of it is, go through progression. John Gruden not playing that. He's not going to play with Carr with that. And you know it, and I know it. But Dennis Allen and Pete Carmichael, they were coddling him because he was the $150 million man that was supposed to save their goddamn jobs. Guess what? It don't work. You got to have a guy. If Gruden got the most out of him, and the stats don't lie. If Gruden got the most out of him, because Gruden is a guy like Sean Payton. They got similar styles of mentalities in the NFL. They don't play that. They're going to check you and demand that you do better. And he thrived under that because somebody was pushing him to do better, not coddling him. And if he makes a mistake, form a barrier of protection, dig a goddamn moat around him so nobody can reach him. But when he succeeds and has a good game, how about Derek Carr? How about the quarterback? How about number four? He had an excellent game. Hold on, bro. Pump your brakes. Didn't you just say when he threw that interception in the Atlanta game, that pick six? Oh, it was a team loss. You see, the hypocrisy is off the chain and off code, man. We can't have that. That type of stuff will fracture your team. The smallest things become the biggest things. It's not just a big thing. It's a thousand little small things that create big fractures in a team that ultimately cause problems. And that's why you have guys in the team. You seen what Michael Thomas did when he left out of here. He was upset. Was he, you know, the way he was doing it on social media might not have been to that perspective. You know, a lot of people would have kind of said such and such, but stop coddling these guys when they make mistakes. And that's not just for Carr. That's for everybody. I was calling out Eric McCoy last year. I said Eric McCoy must have retired as an offensive lineman for the Saints and became a goddamn gardener, because he spent most of his time in the grass, playing on the grass. Cesar Ruiz was lost a lot of times, pulling out to do the rolling. Oh, damn, man. Dude, let's just get it together. So with the new regime coming in, we got new people on offense, John Benton. Hopefully we can get all of this stuff ironed out before the season, because I'm still a little leery about the offensive line. We still need some help there. You know, we'll see what happens in the draft and after the draft, or if there will be trades in there some kind of way. We still got a line of time to figure this thing out. But in the end, new offensive coordinator, new QB coach, everybody, damn, they know everybody, new wide receivers coach, new running backs coach, you know, everybody. So hopefully this translates to success, because a lot of pressure will be put on those same men I just talked about because of the situation that they walked into. This going into 4 years, and the fourth year has to be the year in which the Saints break. They have to break it. They have to break the playoff the playoff funk. They have to break it. You know, they have to be able to get in the playoffs, and it's going to be difficult, but they're going to have to do it or be fired, or we're not playing this. So as a black and gold person, man, you get me. So do I agree with Mayock's commentary? Yes, I do, because the stats don't lie. That's the stats or the receipts. Also, the fact that I've seen how the Saints handle this situation, and you can't do that. You can't coddle the quarterback. I don't care how much money he makes. You cannot coddle the quarterback. You can't protect him when he has bad games and say it's a team loss. And then when he has a good game, how about number four? Now, you can't do that. You can't do that. It has to be consistent across the board. The problem is you got an off-code coach who don't even realize he off-code. This is the crazy part about it. That's the whole stinking funky ugliness about all of this, is the fact you got a tremendous, probably the most off-code coach in the NFL is the guy that we got sitting up there. For real. I mean, just keep it a buck with you. All right, let me get a couple of these and then I'm going to head on out of here, man. I know the Pelicans about to get to popping. All right, Q, question 504, Cole, how you doing, sir? It's question Q. If you put Carr in neutral, will it roll downhill? I think it will, brother. If you got a car in neutral and you put it in neutral and it's on the hill, yes, it will. It will roll. It will roll and run into something, no doubt about it. Gundam says, the most glaring issue I have with Carr is, number one, he takes no accountability. Number two, he plays terrified in the pocket while under pressure. His positive attributes are decent accuracy. Yeah, he has to improve. And he talked about him being hurt last year. A lot of people didn't believe Derek Carr was hurt. I actually do think the man was hurt. I'm going to be honest with you. I do. I hear the people saying, Q, he wasn't hurt. Bro, listen, I'm just going to say it's like he was saying he hurt because that's why he didn't get nothing going. Injuries is never a situation. If you're playing injured or not injured and you lace them up and you start in those games, you can't use injuries as an excuse. If you're the starting quarterback, if you're playing in that game, you cannot use injuries as an excuse. That's why I threw that out of there, because if you're well enough to play and, you know, get in there and take them shots, then you're well enough to do it. So whatever you do there, you're responsible for, and you cannot use injuries as an excuse like the Saints like to use it every year. At the start of the year, no excuses. At the end of the year, they got plenty of excuses. They're so hypocritical, but we always call that out. Thank you for that, bro. Appreciate you. Much love, King Chosen One. Shout out to you, brother. Rob says Carr bailed out by Rasheed most of the first half of the season. It seems, just throw it out there. If Jameis Winston didn't teach you anything, Derek Carr, throw the ball out there and give them guys a shot. There's highlights here, like in the highlight section of our channel, from the 2023 season highlights of Chris Olave. Man, tapping the ball to himself. 2023 for Chris Olave, and those catches were off the chain. He was doing it all in preseason and then all up in the camps, burning people and tapping the ball to himself. He told a guy up in Atlanta, tapping the ball to the guy swinging at nothing. He did it in Carolina when he tapped the ball. I mean, the guy's phenomenal. Throw the damn ball out there to these phenomenal receivers and they'll make a play on it. They will make a play on the ball. And if any, Jameis didn't show you anything or teach you anything, that's something Jameis knew. He trusted those guys. He would throw that ball out there and them guys will go and get it. Give them a chance. Put it in a decent area and they'll make a play for you. All right, Can You Too, you says drafting OT who name begins with an F. I got you, bro. In the first round, number 14, the team should have retooled 4 years ago. Look at the draft 4 years ago. Every year since, Olave was the only hit in the first. And that's why we're going. And that's a big issue. We're going to talk about that more, bro, as we go down the line. L-Dub, how you doing, sir? Said that some of the other teammates were acting out because they saw how DA was treating Carr differently. it's off code behavior, and it could, and it's easily spotted. If I can spot it, I know they can spot it. Remember, guys like Chris Olave and Marshawn Lattimore, these guys come from Ohio State. They had a hell of a coach that they played for at Ohio State. A guy that has Ohio State, Michigan, those guys and teams like that have a floor, a foundation in which they play for. They play high level football every year. Every year they play it. That's where they come from. That's how they train to be winners. The majority of his teammates are going to get drafted in the NFL because they play at a high level because of the system and their talents. That's straight up real. That's a fact. That's not disputing that, right? It's no nothing disputing that. But at the end of the day, if you're the New Orleans Saints, they understand when you go from having a hell of a coach in college, and I know it's not the pros, but still coaching is coaching, right? And you cross over to the NFL and you go from what you had to Dennis Allen. And you're like, what? And listen, nobody, we didn't take shots at Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen is what it is. You know, he's a guy, we know he's a good defensive coordinator. That's all he is. When it comes down to coaches, is he getting better at doing anything from a coach's perspective? Just saying. Is he reading anything? Is he attending any, this, that, and third? Is he learning to adjust faster? What is he doing? You know, but I've seen many coaches that weren't made to be coaches, but they're fine defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators. The league's littered with them. We see them all the time. Guys come in, they do a great job at their position level, but they can't handle the coaching job. That's a special job to have. You got to have a certain set of skills that translates very well. And one of the things outside of accountability, attention to detail, but it's knowing how to communicate with people differently, understanding to talk to different people, how to engage them and how to settle disputes and recognize disputes before they jump up, how not to create a toxic environment.